right, guys, we got Trey Lyle with us today from CBS Sports Lynchburg. Trey, thanks for jumping on. Talk some college hoops, man.
Yeah, it's March. This is March, as Gab right. Rothstein said. We will not sleep until May, and I'm pumped for it. You know, with your team on the men's side basically out of it, and your team on the women's side with the biggest injury maybe in program history dangling over its head, it's been quite an interesting time.
That's crazy. I was listening to Teal and Barber today, and they didn't know a lot either about the Kittley injury. Do you have any scoop? You think she'll be back for the tournament?
Idea. So obviously she didn't play in the ACC tournament.
Get her some rest.
I never thought that was going to happen because they basically secured a top four seed, and they're not going to say anything. You know, Notre Dame went through this with their best player last year where they didn't say anything on her status till, and I'm blanking on the name right now. You know, but she tore her ACL and she's out this year, which imagine her with Hannah Hidalgo. That'd been insane for Notre Dame, the ACC tournament champs, but they're not going to say anything about Kittley's status till after the game, after they get their seed, because they want to make sure they'll get a top four seed, which they'll probably be a three seed. That's what most projections had them. Yeah, but seeing that play in JPJ, I wasn't there, but I was watching it live, and her reaction, I instantly thought she blew out her knee.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, since then, it seems like the possibility is open, but, you know, this is not like the NBA, you know, or professional sports where you know the injury, like, 24 hours later. Like, just, it's so much mystery. So my answer is wait till, I guess, Tuesday, Monday. Then we will know the status of Liz Kittley.
What do you think? Do you think they're without Liz Kittley? Is there any possible, you know?
I'm trying to ignore that. All right. Okay. I'm trying to block that out because it's either, I think they can get to the set. So Miami, it was a good barometer for them in terms of Miami is probably a second round team. So I think they can get to the second weekend without Liz. They cannot get to the Final Four without her or win a national championship. And that was proven by the Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
Because Notre Dame would not be shocked, makes a deep run in March. They're that good.
Yeah, I mean,
the ACC is that deep this year. I mean, look at what Virginia pulled off towards the end of the season. And I don't want to take away from that win they did against, you know, Virginia Tech late in the year. Of course, no one's going to remember that because one of the best players in the country got hurt. It'd be the same case if someone, like, if, let's say, someone upset Iowa and Caitlin Clark got hurt. Following Coach Mox, and like I have this year, she's done a great job, got freshmen, which is going to be good. So it's pumped to see it. But, the fact that those two teams basically created the biggest women's game in the Commonwealth this year, and Tech has been a part of two of the biggest games in the history of women's college basketball, which was obviously the Virginia game and the game earlier this year against Iowa, which, you know, Tech played a part in it because it was in Charlotte, but also, you know, they played against Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So it's definitely the, like, it's up there with, like, most bitter pill injuries. If she is done, they, like, announce she's done, and that was her last, like, she is the greatest female athlete maybe to ever play at Virginia Tech. Definitely the greatest women's basketball player. Like, Kelly Grimmett of the ACC Network has said she's on the Mount Rushmore of ACC women's basketball players, which
that's
insane to think about. Like, if that is the way she goes out, like, no one, I don't think anyone in the country would want that.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was a great game at UVA.
Yeah,
and Virginia, who's to say if they win or not with Kittley in, but they did some crazy things this year. Like, they won some big games against ranked teams, and like where they were a couple of years ago, like they couldn't even finish the season a couple of years
beating
ago.
Beating Louisville at Louisville,
man,
I would argue, like, could be even better win because it's, you know, a
on
really good program on the road. Yeah.
Getting back to the men's, in the state of Virginia, there's some big things happening right now. Longwood's punched their ticket already. Looks like JMU, I think the game is probably ending soon. They're going to be punched their ticket. And then, you know,
yes,
the ACC tournament,
as
the
we
A-10.
Record this, They're up 20 with 10 seconds left.
So I think we can, you know.
I've never seen a 20-point play in basketball, so I think we'll be okay.
Dude, last night I had North Dakota, and luckily I was able to cash out my bet with maybe 7 or 8 minutes left in the game, and they must have been up 15. So I cashed out my bet, you know, made good on it. And then I checked up on it a couple of times later, and it was like, kept going down and down and down and down and down. And then Omaha hit him at the buzzer, man, and they ended up losing. So I'm happy I was able to cash out early.
Well, that happened to Drake and Indiana State, which, like, you know, Indiana State, I hope gets an at-large bid. They were ranked for part of the year.
Lenardi has them in as the last four in, a spot which, above Virginia. So,
yeah, I was going to say this game, the Mountain West final, affected Virginia. And, you know, Drake was on the outside looking in, it looked like. And then they upset Indiana State. But, like, they had an 18-point lead, lost it, and then, like, won by six at the last moment, which the MWC in St. Louis, Arch Madness is what they call it. Highly recommend watching that tournament every year, especially when they used to have Loyola Chicago in that too.
Oh yeah, that's a great league.
There are a lot of great programs in the Missouri Valley, but obviously Drake's in the Loyola Chicago's in the A-10, which that's going to be a banger of a tournament as well.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Richmond, VCU, Davidson, and Loyola Chicago. I think the top four seeds. So
yeah,
a lot of great mid-major basketball, but that affects Virginia in terms of Virginia slipped so much onto the bubble. And
crazy,
you know, Tech has to win the ACC tournament.
They've done it before.
They've done it before, but they're not doing it this time. I guess we're gonna predict that. But you have me here. But spoiler alert, I'm not picking Virginia Tech. But I think, if I'm a Virginia fan, and you know, you can give me good perspective on this, is I would feel really nervous because I think with their style, the fact the offense has not been there, and the fact they've gotten blown out really bad twice in this past month.
I don't know if you looked at the whole, every loss they've had has been by double digits.
Well, I'm thinking of the Tech loss and the Duke loss.
Yeah,
like, these are recent.
Those are real ugly things. But every loss they've had this year, like all nine of them, have been by double digits. They didn't have any like close losses. It was, anytime they lost, it was a shit show. So
I think if you're Virginia, you need to hope you won, because you're going to play Clemson.
Yeah.
Which they're a tournament team.
We beat one. That's like, thankfully we beat them on the road this year. That's our one
big 10-pole win. You need to get to the ACC semis. And I think this is kind of an underrated thing that would help. You need Florida to make a run in the SEC tournament.
So, right now,
I think to secure it, I think they're going to be in, but you want to feel, I would not feel great if I'm like, especially if you, let's say Clemson beats Virginia.
Yeah.
In DC. And
not a lot of wiggle room after that.
It's going to be real tight.
So right now I'd say they're anywhere between 80 to 90% in is what I would say without a win in the tournament. If they win one game in the tournament, guaranteed. I think, and that's what the Lenardi's latest thing is, one more win, regardless of if it's over Boston College, Miami, or Clemson, they're in. But it's not a lock yet. I would put the percentage at about 80 to 90% though, but depending on what happens, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be in the clubhouse. If they lose, they'll be in the clubhouse with their resume. And then if a couple teams steal bids, it can happen quick and they can get, you know, knocked out. But, you know, and that's to play in the first four even.
Yeah,
but,
just,
you know.
Prepare for a trip to Dayton, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this.
Bro.
Hey, fun fact from Teal, now that JMU has won, which this is actually pretty cool, just to show how many good programs are in the Commonwealth. JMU and Longwood have assured the Commonwealth of at least two teams in the bracket for 15 straight years. Or 15 straight tournaments. That's insane to think. But you think about all the great programs. Like, Richmond has been really good this year. VCU.
Yeah, VCU. Final
Liberty,
four run.
I mean, Liberty could, they're going to win CUSA.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that.
Obviously, Virginia. I mean,
George Mason's had a run. You know, they're playing good ball under their Tony Skinn, former GMU player, now coach. They won 20 games this year. George Mason, flying way under the radar.
ladies and gentlemen, ODU will be good soon under Mike Jones, because I've seen Mike Jones and know at Tech and how he can recruit, and ODU in the Sun Belt could be really good as well.
Yeah, that fall off was kind of swift for ODU, and I watched their first game this year in the conference tournament, and they were up like 15 or 20. I was like, oh, nice. They only had won 6 games all year. They're going to, you know, grab a game in the conference tournament. But Texas State ended up coming back late and knocking them off. But I like to hear that. It's good to hear that ODU is going to be back on the rise. Norfolk State could also win their conference. There's a lot of potential Virginia bids this year.
Absolutely. And Virginia Tech, when they win the ACC tournament, because that's going to happen.
Yeah, so speaking of Virginia Tech, the awards came out today. Did you have a chance to look at any of the ACC awards?
Yes, I actually did. RJ Davis, Player of the Year. My boy Sean Padula, 13 all ACC.
That's how I had them. I did them, like, after I heard like they were coming. I was like, all right, I got to the piece of paper and wrote out what I would think it was going to be. And I had Padula as a third teamer, and good to see that they had one in there.
Yeah, I actually like that. I think that's a good, you know, good for him. He's played really well this year at moments. He's a hot or cold player. If he's on, he can get buckets. If he's not, it happens. But
like, just from a talent perspective, like, Padula has the numbers. I think I'd rather have Hunter Couture if I was starting a team. I don't know. It's probably.
Well, yeah. I mean, the guy had the run of his life in an ACC tournament. I mean, I think he might be the only ACC tournament MVP in this. Did a Baycott win one when they won it all? I'm trying to remember.
I'm not sure.
Okay. But, well, he's at least one of them, because he is the ACC tournament MVP in 21. So, yeah, Hunter Couture, you know, is the Mike Young stalwart, as this is his fifth year. He's just leaving the program. I think Hunter has been hit or miss. He got, you know, he was banged up at one point this year.
Yeah.
But for him to go out, I mean, he's the school's all-time three-point shooting champ. Like, he's a legend in his own right. And, you know, I think he's going to have one of the most memorable runs by any player in Tech history with his run in the ACC tournament. And that's, you know, that moment for Virginia Tech basketball, you could argue, is the best moment in program history, winning in the ACC tournament, which, given that mystique of the ACC tournament, it's, to me, it's still a big thing, because you could argue it's still the preeminent conference tournament, because it's still, it's the ACC tournament.
Yeah, it's like a big thing.
So it's either that or the Sweet 16 team, like, it, at least in my lifetime.
Anytime you're cutting a net down, it's a big deal. And absolutely, they got to do that at, it was in Brooklyn, I think, that year.
It was. I ironically watched the end of that game in my car. And I was like, because I was in my car. And I was like in a parking lot watching the end of that game.
That's what happened the last time Virginia beat Tech in football in like 20, I think it was 2018. I watched it in my car at the end of the game. I was like, it's going to happen.
Bad times.
Oh, dude, bad times. I mean, you've had enough since then.
That butt kicking, that was bad. We haven't talked since then. That was bad.
The basketball one or the football one?
Oh, the football one. I have never audibly laughed during a football game, like, ever. When UVA built like their 1% of momentum with that, was it a field goal drive? And then Tootin takes it back for the touchdown.
Like, okay.
I audibly laughed because it was so funny.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's okay.
And Virginia football I wouldn't say on the rise, but they got a nice, building a nice little recruiting class here. They have a quarterback who looks like an exciting guy. I'm not going to say, it's going to be a big year for Tony Elliott. He's got it's 6 wins or bust.
Ooh, I like it. I like the spice.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. So, ACC tournament coming up. Let's finish with the awards. Any snubs you think on the award side, anyone you wanted to see honored that wasn't? I would have liked to see Reece Beekman on the first team, personally. I mean, he's the defensive player of the year.
Yeah, Baycott maybe on the first team as well, but I don't know who you would take off, because maybe so, Blake Hinson, but I really think...
I liked Hinson a lot. I didn't see Hunter Salas play that much when he played against UVA. It wasn't like he jumped off the screen. But everyone I've kind of heard, talked to, is like super high on Salas and how much really he improved.
I think Hubert Davis, easy coach of the year.
Right.
What that turn, and same thing with RJ Davis, like their turnaround from last year, how disappointing it was coming off of the national runner-up run. And, you know, I've never seen a better split up of UNC and Caleb Love. Like, Caleb Love goes to Arizona, probably going to be an All-American, and RJ Davis is going to be a first-team All-American. And
when you have a
ACC
breakup,
players,
usually somebody is the loser.
It's a good breakup. This is like a transfer portal good breakup. Like,
yeah. Nobody is, you know,
and so
really down in the
like
dumps.
I'm really high on Carolina this year. I don't know if they would win it all, but like, as it's proven these last couple of years, people have been down on the ACC in the regular season, and then all of a sudden you're in the second weekend, and like three or four teams are from the ACC, and you're like,
dude,
how did that happen? Because it's the, like, I don't get it. But this team, you know, this conference might get four teams, which is Duke, Carolina, Clemson, and then a mixture of Pitt, Wake Forest, Syracuse, and Virginia.
I'd like to see Pitt in, to be honest with you. Pitt has a pretty nice resume, to be honest with you. They just got unlucky in the fact that the non-conference games they played, like the power teams, suck this year. Like, their non-conference schedule, like, weighted sucks because West Virginia's down, Oregon State's down, Missouri's down. Like, they played some Power Five schools in the non-conference. They were just, you know, 150, 140, you know what I mean? Not in a good spot themselves, and, you know, brings their strength of schedule down in non-conference.
Yeah, I you know, we'll see. I don't know. Like, I don't get the hate for the ACC. I really don't. Like, think about this. Tech is a 10-10 team.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat Iowa State, who is a top 10 team.
Oh, dude, in Iowa State, people, like, love Iowa State.
Like, you look at it. Virginia, they beat Florida. Like, if you really shake it out, like, the ACC's got a lot of good wins this year.
Oh, yeah.
Really good teams. And I just don't get the hate for the ACC at this point.
Is it a numbers thing? You know, and I'm sure you saw some of the Big 12 stuff where they play crummy teams, blow their doors off, and then in terms of like the KenPom numbers and the efficiency
take advantage
wise,
of the net.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this, the Big 12, the fact that they added, like, they were a really, really deep basketball conference, and they're like, let's just add Houston and drop them in.
I didn't expect BYU to be like,
yeah, BYU.
That was a surprise to me. And then I went back and looked at BYU's, like, their last 10 years. BYU is ranked pretty solidly in KenPom all the time. I didn't realize that.
They've been a very competitive team in the WCC, which...
Dude, I did not know that.
So, I'm... what do you think about the Big 12? Like, they have a lot of... Like, you think about the run Kansas State went on last year. Like, the crazy part is the Big 12 is going to be even scarier basketball conference next year. Despite losing Texas and Oklahoma, you're adding...
Arizona.
Colorado
team.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, think about it. Kansas has won a national title. Baylor's won a national title. Houston's been to the Final Four. Kansas State.
And rising.
Kansas State was on the cusp of getting to the Final Four. I would say the Big 12 is the best conference in college basketball. Big 10's pretty deep, but like, I just don't think the ACC belongs in the, like, not the, is the ACC down? I'm like, I think the ACC is still going to have a really good showing in the tournament. No, they might not get the same amount of teams as the Big 12 or the Big 10 or even the SEC, but I think their best teams are going to do really good in the tournament. Like, I think Duke's going to advance. I think Carolina's going to advance. I would not be shocked if Virginia advances because of the style of their play. You
never know.
You never know. you know, I think Wake with their offense and how good it can get and how hot they can
Clemson.
get. Same thing with Clemson. They're really good offensive teams, and they
speaking
can
of good wins, Clemson beat Alabama on the road.
Hello.
And TCU. A lot of
Thank
good
you.
wins, man.
So put some respect on their name.
Right. And like the ACC's been down. Conversations happened for a few years in a row. 2 years ago, I think Duke and North Carolina end up in the Final Four. Last year, Miami ends up in the Final Four.
I will say Louisville is dragging, you know.
Dude,
also,
well, that,
Louisville,
that's what happens,
the worst
man.
Team. The worst team in power, I guess, power six college basketball.
They really have no business being that bad either. Like, yeah. Come on. Louisville should be a place that gets players just based on their name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a bummer that it's gotten to this point where you're losing to like the small state schools that they're playing. You know what I mean? Like, Bellarmine is hanging with them, and
yeah.
I think they beat them last
year. It could
year.
Be DePaul, though. DePaul is 0-20 in Big East play, so it could be worse.
Look at DePaul's last since they joined the Big East. I don't know if they've had a winning conference record since they joined the Big East. It's ugly when you go back and look at those records. And I like DePaul. I like watching, you know, when they're like Max Strauss.
I love Max Strauss, my boy.
Max Strauss, yeah, he had a great little run there at DePaul. Jalen Coleman
I'm
lands.
I'm a Miami Heat fan, so I know Max Strauss very well.
So you know Kyle Guy a little bit. He had a little cup of coffee with the Heat there for a second.
Yeah, him. London Prentice was on their summer league team. I was like, God, I have to accept this.
Dude, Kyle Guy, when he signed that 10-day with the Heat, he had a nice first game. And then that was went down from there. But he's got a good highlight package from that one game on YouTube.
I will never forget Channing Manbun as a student at Kyle Guy his freshman year. But yeah. I will say this, a moment that impressed me by Kyle Guy, I think it was his freshman year, he like, during a free throw, like was talking to the coaches and drew up a play for himself, and then they ran it and he scored.
At a baby, man.
I was like
oozing with confidence.
That was when he had the man bun.
Yeah, and the man bun was something.
I did chant man bun at him every time down the floor.
There was the man bun had its own Twitter account at one point.
It did.
It's legendary stuff.
I remember
stuff.
that.
All
back
right.
In the olden times.
Back in the old days when Twitter was still tweeting, man.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Old X. All right, so lots of tournaments starting tomorrow. Let's start with the ACC. Obviously, North Carolina, Duke, they don't need these games to get into the tournament. They're going to be, you know, probably two seeds in the dance, something like that. But winning an ACC tournament title is big-time stuff. So I think those, of course, Duke and Carolina can win it. Who are some other schools that you think have a chance to make a run?
That's a good question. I think Wake Forest. I like their offense.
The numbers love Wake Forest. Like,
yeah, and maybe that's what I'm leaning in on, but like I really think their offense, I mean, you have Hunter Salas who's averaging 18 points a game at 50% from the field, which is very impressive. You know, I think you have a guy like that. I mean, they're averaging 78.7 points per game, which is in the upper half of the nation. But I think they're efficient. I really like Steve Forbes as a coach. And, you know, I think they want it. They desperately need it to get into the tournament. So we've seen them go on runs and win. Fun fact, another team to beat Florida was Wake Forest. So how about that?
Hey.
So I might say Wake Forest, but in the end of the day, I'm picking Carolina to win this whole thing. I just think they're a class above the rest of the league right now. You have two elite experienced players this time of year in RJ Davis and shout out to the 804 Richmond product, Amando Baycott.
That's right.
And you
whom the ACC
in, like,
runs through.
You add in Cormac Ryan, who is very experienced with this time at Notre Dame.
Dude, Cormac Ryan in the
who
game.
Who just went off. Aiden Cameron. That was.
Dude, and people are talking about Cormac Ryan like, oh, he finally exploded. But it might not mean a lot to other people. But when they came to Virginia and beat us here, it was Cormac Ryan that beat us. He lit it up. He hit six threes, and it was like he was the one guy that we couldn't stop. And Virginia didn't hit anything. So Cormac Ryan, like I saw that he blew up the other day, but he blew up at UVA too, and it was like, this fucking guy, can someone please get a hand in his face?
Yeah, I will say this. If Wake and Pitt match up at the 4-5, that might be the game in the tournament.
Oh, dude, Pitt, I was already went in on how much I love Pitt. But yeah, that could be a great game. And then winner of that, you'd expect, is going to play UNC. Like,
that's play Virginia Tech.
Dude. They
beat Florida State and beat North Carolina. In the North Carolina, beat the brakes off them the last time they played.
Yeah, no. That was, I think that was like the game before they played UVA. And I was like, that's not good because, you know, Virginia Tech's going to come back strong. Yeah, they lost by 15 to UNC and then whooped Virginia's fucking ass 2 days later. I was like,
I enjoyed that game.
Dude, that was the worst. I went down to it. I went to Virginia Tech and left at halftime. I was like, all right, well, that was a great 2 hour ride for.
Should have gone to PK's, got some food. That's highly recommend.
McAdoo's, man. McAdoo's is the spot down there. That's
I've been to McAdoo's. That's a good spot. There's one in Lynchburg too.
That's the thing. So I did like the college basketball tour in Virginia this year. I tried to go everywhere. I went to JMU, Liberty, VMI, Longwood. I went everywhere this year.
You told me you were in Lynchburg, my friend.
Bro, I'll let you know next time. But
sounds like a plan.
Every time I go to the college basketball game, I'm like, there's got to be a McAdoo's nearby. Sure as shit. There's one in Lexington, Lynchburg, fucking Harrison. There's one in every college town. So McAdoo's and college basketball go together to me.
Got it. They should sponsor this podcast.
Let me hit them up. So yeah, like you saying, Virginia Tech could definitely beat Florida State, and neutral site, you never know. Things get a little crazy in the conference tournament. You don't see them knocking off Tech?
No.
Or North Carolina?
No. I really think North Carolina is a class above everyone in this conference. I mean, look what they just did to Duke and Cameron, and Duke is the 2 seed.
Right.
Like, think about this. Like, if I think Carolina is going to advance deep into the tournament, I shouldn't think they win the ACC tournament, because history has shown over the last couple of years is if you do better if you don't win your conference tournament. So,
right. Virginia lost the year they won the national championship. They lost to Florida State. So that definitely stands, man.
So I think it'll be interesting to see. I think the top 6 seeds could win it.
Well, yeah, looking at the odds, right? Like Duke and North Carolina are both +150, +165. And then it goes down to the Clemson's up there. Pittsburgh's up there. Pittsburgh's +300. Clemson's +350. Wake Forest is +350. So those three teams are bunched there in that +300 range. Then Virginia's +600. And after that, it's like Syracuse +1,000, Virginia Tech +1,200, and then everybody else is in the +2,000 or worse.
Yeah, so yeah. I think
that top six is kind of
top six, but I would put Duke and Carolina clear top two.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually, just because the way they're playing of late, I'd put Pitt above Virginia. I might even put
definitely.
I might even put Wake or Clemson above Virginia, just because if you can't score 50,
yeah,
how can I trust you to win multiple games in multiple days?
Listen, the odds definitely agree with you. Like, the odds definitely agree with you. Of those six, Virginia is the sixth. You know,
but I'm sitting here, I would not be shocked if they win the whole thing, because they have they have one of the best coaches in the country.
He's done it before,
Tony
right?
Bennett. Like, and they've done it before. You just sit there now and it's like, oh, I guess Virginia wins the ACC tournament. Like
last year, they weren't really hot and heavy favorites either. They kind of get this double bye, and then last year they made a little run. You know, they beat Clemson, they beat UNC, and then wound up in the ACC tournament championship game against Duke and ended up losing. But I was like, that was a nice run that I thought was it was a good eye test stuff to send us into the tournament. You know, we all know how that turned out. But listen, Virginia started off 9-1. Then they lost two out of their next. They went 2-4 in their next six. Then they went 8 in a row. So it goes up, down, up, and then they lose 2 out of 4. So it's been this like up, down, up, down all year. And now, hopefully, with a win against Georgia Tech on over the weekend, that they can start another run of, you know, 8-0 or something. You know, who knows? So they could be due.
Yeah, we'll see. They need it. Like, they need it.
Yes.
To be frank.
To be frank, all I want out of this year is one tournament win, because Virginia, the Hoos, have not won a game in the tournament since
the national
championship. Like, I just want one, even if it's
last
a
year
Dayton win, I don't care.
Last year was the fact that you book in, am I blanking on his name?
Kihei
Clark's career with the greatest pass in the history of Virginia basketball, and then maybe the worst. Like, that's how you book in his college career is insane to me.
That game had me
but I don't have to bring
rough
that
spot
up. Yeah,
for like a couple hours. I thought it was gonna be longer. And then after the game, you know, Coach Bennett is, you know, like a god around here. And his press conference afterward, he's like, we can handle it. Kihei can handle it. We're gonna be okay. And then, like, if they're gonna be okay, I should be fucking okay. So let me chill. This isn't the end of the world. And it wasn't the end of the world. You know, it's a good, healthy way to look at things.
I can agree with that.
But dude, there was a million other things that Kihei could have done in that spot that would have been better than throw a prayer down to the other side of the court. There's a bunch of things that he could have done differently. Any, like, call timeout, throw it off someone's leg, pass it to somebody else. Like, a lot of different things they could have done, but he did that. And I was like, an avalanche in the wrong way.
Shout out to the Paladins.
Yeah. Are they still alive?
No. No, because they lost in the SoCon.
SoCon's another fun conference to watch too, man.
Yep. Samford, I think, is going to win that, which I think it's either their first or second tournament appearance of all time. So, oh, and it went final 91-71. James Madison is headed to the NCAA tournament.
James Madison's been super impressive this year.
That is also another bubble team. Like, JMU was on the bubble.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They were on,
like,
the far bubble, but, like, I don't think App State is also getting in because that was the other big team in the Sun Belt. But it was floated as a possibility the Sun Belt could get two teams.
Yeah, I mean, a 30-win team, like, they've been right neck and neck with Virginia in the KenPom rankings for a while this year. So, happy for JMU. They beat Michigan State, obviously, earlier in the year and just pretty much ran through their conference schedule. So, that could be a dangerous team. I don't know what kind of seed they'll get. Like,
probably be like a 13 is my guess, 12 or 13.
But they could be dangerous in the big dance for sure. And I think I heard Longwood would be a play-in team because of kind of how rare
they were. 2-8 in conference play, and then they won 11 straight or something like that. They're 6-10 in conference play. So they're probably going to be a play-in 16 or 15.
And that's a team, Griff Aldrich, the coach. He's building a nice program there. They went to the dance a couple of years ago too. That town really believes in Longwood, and they support him for sure.
Yeah. So, second tournament appearance in 3 years. So, that's pretty good.
Any shot at a Syracuse run? I think I like Syracuse to win.
If they were still running zone, I would believe it.
I've seen them. I watched Syracuse every now and again, and when things were getting iffy, they dropped back into the zone. Like, I saw it. They resorted to their old ways and went back to the 2-3 zone. They still got it in the bag if they need it.
R.I.P. the zone.
Yeah.
Jim Boeheim's gonna be on the set watching Syracuse.
Dude, that guy
for the ACC Network.
You can never tell what's gonna come out of his mouth, man. What are your feelings on the Jim Boeheim ACC Network?
I get it. Experience? I mean, I get why they hired him.
Dude, sure. No holds barred.
Sure. Like, I'm okay with it.
I'd rather have that than, like, the vanilla, like, coach speak bullshit that you get so often, or, like, player speak, analyst speak.
Also, shout out to the ACC tournament for doing, the carts, the TV on the cart you used to have.
Mm-hmm.
They tweeted a photo of that, and it's like, it's about that time. And it's just a photo of the TV with the cart with the ACC tournament logo on it. I was like, I remember those days.
I don't.
North Carolina thing. So I don't think I actually had the cart rolled out. I just know those stories, but like
I know the stories, yeah.
I do remember like on my like phone or my iPod Touch back in the day, because I was cool like that, like trying to pull up the game on like watch ESPN on my thing in class. That's what I would do.
Yeah, dude. You hear so many stories about that, like rolling the cart in, shut down the school for the day. I'm like, that's cool.
I feel like that was more of a North Carolina thing.
Yeah,
like,
North Carolina and the Triangle thing. I grew up in New York, and the Big East tournament was always a huge deal up in New York.
I'll never forget the 7 overtime game.
Dude, I interviewed Eric Diebendorf a couple years ago. What a cool
guy.
Oh,
that's sick. And then Cardiac Kemba, and then that led to the national championship run. Like, the Big East it's still in the Garden, but like the heyday of the Big East tournament when like Syracuse was still in there and Louisville, like when that was awesome.
Those are the best times, man. Any A-10 tournament picks? They got 3 Virginia teams that can win that baby.
I
think Richmond can do it.
I think Richmond, Loyola, Dayton, VCU, maybe even UMass can do it. But I'll pick Richmond. You know, I they have the benefit. They're starting 5 seniors, and I think that's a really good thing to have this time of year. But I, you know, we know Loyola can win this time of year. We know Dayton can win this time. I mean, Dayton probably, if they, you know, 2020 has a tournament, Dayton might have won the national championship. Like, they had the best player in the country that year. That was a really good Dayton team. With, you know, I remember watching them. They played Tech in the Maui Invitational, and Obi Toppin goes off.
Yeah.
And then they beat Kansas the next night.
And this Richmond team is super unique because they had, like, it felt like they had that same core of guys, Gilliard and Grant Golden and all these guys who were there forever. And then this year they go out, and it seems like a lot of guys that were built through the transfer portal with King and, you know, bunch of other guys they got in the portal. So shout out to Mooney for building this team and getting it when a lot of guys are leaving to be able to reload and be stronger than ever.
Yeah, and they played Colorado close. I think I agree with you. I think the Spiders get it done in the A-10. But I think those top 3 teams, Richmond, Loyola, Chicago, Dayton, one of those 3 will probably win in the A-10, which, watch those semis, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to be really good. Even the quarters. The quarters can be really good in the A-10 as well. I think that's in Brooklyn, right? Is it still in Brooklyn?
Yeah. How's Lynchburg feeling about Liberty?
We'll see. This year, with the Flames, you know, they're in a different conference, and they were picked to finish first in their conference. But, you know, with most teams, there's that unless you're Houston, which you built a, you know, a national championship, and you see it more in football, but obviously Liberty said screw that and went on to win the thing and go undefeated. But you have an adjustment period, and, you know, you lose your all-time leading scorer and a guy who could just get a bucket whenever he wanted, Darius McGee last year. I think it's hard to replace that. And this team just seems to be missing that, like, the person. And that, you know, that's a problem Virginia faces too.
Oh, for sure.
Like the reason Virginia could won the national championship was not because they could play great defense and, you know, play the Tony Bennett style. Every Virginia team can do that to the best degree as that team. It's they had Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, and DeAndre Hunter, where there's 3 seconds left in the shot clock, which is kind of the design of the offense, and you can get a shot no matter what situation you're in. And it feels like Liberty's missing that a little bit because they're playing a lot of close games. And when it's these close games, you don't have a shot fall your way, you lose. So that's why I think they can make a run in CUSA. I would not be shocked if they're out in the first round, but I also wouldn't be shocked if they win the whole thing.
Yeah, it's not like they had a ton of close rivals in the Atlantic Sun either, but it does feel a little bit strange when you have like New Mexico State coming into Lynchburg to play.
Yeah, but also you go from, it's more of not the opponent itself. Your caliber opponent is improved. And when you're in the East Sun, you're used to, as a team, just dominating the league, which they would do. They would lose maybe like 2 to 3 games in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're 7-9. And that's a completely different feeling if you're a player. So it's like, it's adjusting to that. And that's kind of what you see most of the time when you take a step up in competition, which Houston in the AAC wasn't really, like, Houston didn't do it this year, which that's just because they're Houston. But most of the time, you see it, like, with when you make a, like, it took a moment for, like, a Notre Dame and Syracuse and those teams to adjust to the ACC. Then once they did, obviously, Notre Dame has won an ACC tournament. Syracuse is Syracuse, like, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah, Syracuse came in, like, when Syracuse came into the ACC, they were, like, not quite a blue blood, but like a blue chip team. And I think they,
I mean,
like
they were a team that won a national title in like the 2000s. Granted, it helps to have Carmelo Anthony on your team.
I'd love to see Syracuse get back to that level of like being thought of. Cause they like had a game this year. I don't know how you feel about this, but they had a game where they beat UNC on their home court and then the fans rushed the court. And I'm like, a team like Syracuse who won a natty, who should be thought of on that same level of like powerhouse basketball programs
that,
in the country.
And that will help the AC, like the fact that Louisville's down, Syracuse is down to an degree, like Notre Dame is down.
Yeah,
like those three teams, like you think about those three teams go back to where they were,
then we're like chilling.
The ACC is the best conference of college basketball.
You ain't lying, man. You ain't lying. And hopefully, you know, the Stanfords and the Cals and the SMUs can hold their share of the weight as well.
Pony up.
Yeah, pony up, baby.
Hey, man, SMU being the ACC and basically just self-funding itself is awesome.
Let me ask.
Is awesome.
How come? How come?
I can explain SMU and why they can do
that. I love SMU. Listen, I'm with it.
No, I'll explain for the fans. All
Dallas
you
Market.
Need to do, well, Dallas, but all you need to do is go on the ESPN app and just search for Pony Express, the 30 for 30, okay, and watch it. And that will explain the history of SMU football and why they can self-fund themselves, because
the oil money, baby.
They probably should have won a national title in the 80s. They were that good. And
how come?
Basically, they were the only school that got told on to the nth degree and got screwed by the NCAA.
Yeah, they had big-time players, man. Eric Dickerson. But so you take SMU. And you take SMU because of, you know, they're going to no money.
And they're like, hey, we'll come in for free.
Come in for free.
Like, that too.
But I can't believe that a team like Memphis isn't desirable to a big conference. Like Memphis, great basketball pedigree, good football team. Like a power conference doesn't want Memphis?
I don't know. But I get SMU. I get Cal and Stanford, like from the academics point of view. Plus,
right.
You can rack up a ton of national championships with their Olympic sports, so that helps.
Yeah, man. They're going to fit right in. They'll fit right in for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they just added two more Virginias. They suck at football, and they're really good at the Olympic sports. There you go.
Back-to-back national tennis national championships, man.
Exactly. My point exactly. To be fair, I'm very desperate for a women's college basketball national championship just to have one.
Dude, I thought it was coming last year, man. And I would have been.
They were a quarter away. Let's not
go there.
I'm trying to block out the Liz Kittley injury, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah. Put it over here.
Just not until we have to.
All right, man. It was good talking with you. Big conference tournaments. A-10
starting
tomorrow.
Who you got in the ACC?
Well, love to say Virginia, of course, but
sentimental Virginia.
Yeah, sentimental.
Like
Virginia.
Like I said, Virginia Tech is going to win the ACC tournament.
Sentimental Virginia. Smart, Duke or UNC. Well, let's say UNC. And then long shot pick, either Pittsburgh or Syracuse.
I will say probably pick Carolina. Long shot would be Wake Forest.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, so we got two Virginia teams in already. I'd like to see.
Maybe a third.
Should be a third, and then maybe a Liberty, maybe a Richmond. We'll see.
VCU. VCU.
Yeah, for sure.
Ryan Odom knows how to win this time of year. You know.
Yes, he does. Ryan Odom does not. Yeah, and they have a good pedigree there at VCU. A lot of support. Yeah. Every time I went to the A-10 tournament, I covered it 1 year. And VCU traveled light years better than any other school.
They have a great fan base. As someone
any
who's
other school.
Grown up, is from the Richmond area and has been to VCU games, they have a really good fan base.
So, listen. They were the only team that was like making tons of noise in that cavernous Barclays arena. So it could happen. Don't count BCU out, bro. I like it.
I agree with that.
All right, man. Thank you, Trey. Anytime. You're welcome. And appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Appreciate you, bro.